Well, last time we met, I did my best imitation of a filibuster by giving you a long description of what had happened in the chair's walks in the woods. The short version since then is that I think we've made some degree of progress further in those discussions, but and that's pretty much on the lines of some new ideas, some genuine engagement, the sense that people are really trying. But the short version is that as of today, which I remind you is the 17th of November, I certainly don't feel, based on what I have heard in terms of people's positions, I have the basis upon which to do a revised version of the July text. Now, I could have done a revised version of the July text. It's not very difficult. You just put a different rev number on it. Take a square bracket off here and there and put a square bracket on somewhere else and change the annex numbering around, alter the footnotes. And if you really want me to do that so that you feel better, I can do that. But if you want a revised text that is the basis upon which you can make some decisions, I haven't had the collateral to do that kind of revised text as of today. And anybody who's been involved in my discussions, I would be very surprised had a different view. And those of you that haven't been involved in the discussions, although I'm hopeful that most of you have been briefed by the members that have been involved in the discussions, because they're there because they represent the groups that you belong to, I'd be very surprised if you had a different view either. But I hold this meeting to see whether I should be corrected on that. I'm always ready to hear a different view. So I was delighted to hear that the heads of governments of some 20 economies have decided that you are, at least as far as they are concerned, going to see the modalities concluded by December. So I am looking forward to hearing this afternoon, at least from those 20 members, the concrete changes in their positions that they had foreshadowed to their heads of government that enabled their heads of government to have the confidence that this would happen. And I would hope that you wouldn't be shy or coy about these changes in positions. I dare say that it sometimes takes people a day or two to show off their newfound flexibility. So if you want a day or two in order to clear your throats enough to say the things that you've already conveyed to your heads of government, that'll be great. But as always, there is no fetishism of the chair's revised text. The chair's revised text will simply reflect the changes that you have made in your substantive positions. So I need to hear the changes that you have made in your substantive provisions for you to be provided with the revised text. That's them. So I'm looking forward to hearing that this afternoon, because the political commitment is clear. Now I would like to hear the changes that are practically meant by that. If that is not the case this afternoon for whatever reason, and I can't imagine why you'd want to hold back on that, but if it's not the case this afternoon, I would like to know when it is that you intend to communicate this in our processes as a practical matter. You know that I am and I have been holding these meetings in order to try and generate these changes. I am more than ever ready to act as the facilitator and the broker for those processes. But as you well know, there is no point holding a meeting unless people come to the meeting with a changed mindset. I'm really looking to hear from you when you would want me to facilitate that with a changed mindset, because there's a danger in holding meetings if nothing ever changes. It actually disappoints people. So when will that be? That's my first question to you as members. Irrespective of the answer you give to that, there is a certain timetable that is weighing down upon us. I draw your attention to it. The General Council meets the 18th and the 19th of December. I assume that the 18th and 19th of December is effectively the drop-dead date for December. I say assume because there's a certain genuflection which occurs every 12 months to a particular Christian, I say Christian in the loosest sense, holiday shortly thereafter. So I am working on the assumption that this year, as in those other years, 18th or 19th of December is when you will be looking to implement the adoption of these modalities at the very latest. Those of you who have agreed that it should be done by then, and I heard nobody object to that. Now, presumably, you finish it on the 18th or the 19th. I don't know when you have your end game scenario prior to those days, but presumably some days in advance of it. You will need some days in advance of that to have some reflection on the text, which will reflect the change in position that you have made prior to the production of that text, which, looking at my calendar, means that I would expect to see the changes in your positions in order to facilitate that timetable working as no later than the end of next week. I can't see how you could meet that kind of timetable if you hadn't recorded in a process that we were conducting here multilaterally the changes in your positions by around about the end of next week. So I'm ready to have intensive consultations from tomorrow, if you'll turn up. All it takes is your readiness to come here. But seriously, you will have to be doing this no later than from this weekend through till the end of the following week. Now, that means that we will have to have at least informal open-endeds during that week, and we'll need to have informal discussions during that week, which I remain open to as in a roomy format and also in smaller formats. And you presumably will also have to meet among yourselves. So, do you want to meet tomorrow? Do you want to meet Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? If you don't, you will certainly have to meet all of next week. Anyway, if you are going to do what you've said you're going to do, you'll always find me ready to do that. I'm sorry to say to my Ukrainian friends who are expecting to see me in Kiev next week that that does rather preclude the possibility of me being in Kiev. I can say to you, among the many places I'd much rather be than here, Kiev is among them. I think that it's going to require us being here all of next week. I am rather hoping that I'll get serious engagement from your capitals earlier than that. And I'm ready to do that, but I'm not going to put myself in the situation of convening meetings for the sake of having meetings unless I get a clear indication that you're ready to come to those meetings earlier than that, at a senior level, to make the changes that you're required to make. But I'm also looking forward to hearing today, given the euphoria that seems to be generalized around this town in light of the political will that's been exhibited over the weekend, to hear what the concrete changes to people's positions are as a result of the political will that's been exhibited at the weekend. And there's no need to be shy here, folks. You're among friends. And the floor is open.